Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. Happy Cowboys Monday to you. Hope you're getting through best you can. Heck of a storm blowing through. Best of luck to you. I know there's a tornado watch across most of North Texas, so please do stay safe. It's time now for an NFL trade deadline primer. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is hurt due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Zach?
Diana Rossini of The Athletic has a trade deadline rumorooski, things that she's hearing around the league about teams and players. Stephen Jones did say earlier with KMC that, all possibilities really are open, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a move that would be for this year. Could be for a big picture type of move, which I would be for, considering the lack of free agency this team does. Like, anything you can do to kind of check off a box on, okay, that's maybe not a need, maybe we filled this, I'm okay with doing that. But we'll see what happens with the Cowboys. As for the Lions, my gosh, how incredible have they been, even with the loss of Aiden Hutchinson. They've been brilliant. They got another big win yesterday going on the road to Green Bay, and they seem to be the favorites right now. Numerous teams around the league, including the Cleveland Browns, are telling Diana Rossini that they're probably trading Za'Darius Smith, their edge rusher, to Detroit. So that would be somebody to help them out there as they look to make the Super Bowl and be NFC champs. It is Za'Darius Smith to the Lions. That's the latest rumor in the NFC, possibly one to monitor.
That's a great pick. I mean, if you have a good, solid defense and all you need is a little bit more pressure off the edge, I think Za'Darius is your guy.
And he knows the division.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. I mean, whether it's him or somebody, I think if you're talking about power ranking the teams that most need to make a move, I would say it is Detroit. Like, you are definitely a championship football team here, and a pass rush is going to be needed come playoff time. You got to make a move.
Then there's the Bengals of Cincinnati. All of a sudden, they were 3-5. Joe Burrow has 5 touchdowns yesterday, and they're one of the teams that are very interested. There's a strong belief that the team intends to go for it here at the trade deadline. They want to get some edge help for Trey Hendrickson, who had an amazing game yesterday. They also, according to Diana Rossini, will not be trading T. Higgins. I've seen a lot of chatter on Twitter about some teams that possibly could be the favorites to land T. Higgins. Doesn't seem as though Cincinnati wants to trade him, but they are looking to also add a defensive end.
I saw an incredible nugget from Rossini about the Bengals. They have only acquired 2 players via trade in 52 years.
Yeah. They don't trade.
No.
But this is going to change now.
I remember like when I was in the league and I would call and check, you call all the teams just to check in with them and stuff. And we had a player traded, James Whalen, tight end. We had player James Whalen traded to Cincinnati for TJ Husmanzada. And I talked to Jim Lippincott, their director of player personnel at the time. I said, Jimmy, hey, we're interested. We're moving James Whalen. You interested? He said, hey, let me get back with you. And he said, would you be interested in TJ Husmanzada? And I said, you want to turn in the papers? You want me to turn in the papers on that? Because I knew that we were moving on from Whalen, but TJ Husmanzada was a guy that we kind of liked. And Jimmy goes, oh, okay, well, let me call you back. And I'm like, And I put the phone down. I went, damn it.
Yep.
I was too anxious.
Yeah.
Too anxious on that one. But they circled back, and then we didn't make the trade. And Houston Zada played pretty well for
them.
Ended
up being a really good player for them.
But yeah, but they that's the one, that is the only time that I ever got Cincinnati to even talk about wanting to do something. There would be times you wouldn't even call them because you knew they weren't going to.
Just a waste of time.
Yeah, they weren't going to do
anything. Well, they might end up making a deal with the Giants. Giants sitting in last place in the NFCs. They're shopping their young edge rusher, Azeez Ojulari. He's 24 years old. Teams are keeping an eye on him, including Cincinnati, Arizona, and Atlanta are the other teams that are monitoring what goes down with Azeez Ojulari. Then the Commanders. Commanders right now, 7-2. They're looking really, really good. They're calling around in search of a corner. They want some corner help. They know that's a weakness. They want to match up with the Eagles. They've got some really talented wide receivers.
Match made in heaven, dude. Give them digs.
That's kind of what I'm looking at here. I mean, if you're the Cowboys, you need to figure out the salary cap deal. And Deron Bland, who knows with this foot. I'm hopeful he's able to come back at some point this season. But you're not going to be able to pay both of them. Diggs has a good relationship with DQ. If you wanted to make a move right now, that might be something. I know it's interdivision. But, yeah, could I get a second-round pick for Trayvon Diggs?
Man, I just feel a little bit different about him ever since that D's Nuts whole narrative storyline last week. He's got a special place in my heart now. Yeah. You know,
keep him home.
But I'm up for anything. You know, I want to imagine ways that you can get this thing turned around in a hurry and get your cap in order. And some of the decisions that they've made, you know, have really put it behind the eight ball. And you compound their salary cap situation with their lack of draft success over the last 2 years. If you're going to be a draft and develop team, you have to dominate the draft. And highly paid veterans for draft picks is how you kickstart a rebuild in every sport, you know? So I think it's another missed opportunity for this Cowboys team building philosophy, Wolchek.
For a second round pick, I'm in on that.
Yeah, I'd be pretty open to the conversation as well. Chiefs are interested in adding.
What's our hit for trading him? By the way, I'll look that up. Please continue.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure there would be some part of that. And you know, the team that if it was Washington, there would have to be some type of financial gain there for them. I'm sure as well, because that is a pretty. I mean, now it's not looking like a terrible contract since other corners have been traded. You do have Kansas City, who's in the market trying to add another player. Might be Marshawn Lattimore. Since New Orleans is a team that's kind of selling right now, there's a lot of chatter about Kansas City. Maybe they're looking to add a corner. Mm. They've already added some wide receiver help.
And let me add to this, Tony Pollard leading the NFL now in yards after contact. Maybe a little patience with Diggs coming back from the ACL, maybe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think as a cover corner, Diggs is a good player. The physicality aspect of it, we know that's something that's working throughout his career.
It's a $15.7 million cap hit if you trade him.
For this year?
Yeah. Well, it's dead money is what it turns out to be. I don't know if it's this year, next year, but yeah.
They're flooded with the dead money.
$15.7 million. That's what it says.
Yeah, I think that's this year because it started the season with $28 million dead cap. So now at this point in the season, prorated, it's probably $15 million. So that would make sense.
Is there anything he could have done on that catch from Drake London? Man, what a snack.
Oh, I thought that was a beautiful throw and catch there.
Drake London has been just wearing people out down in the red zone.
He's the most targeted player. We talked about it. Like, that's a guy, when you get into the red zone, watch what they do with Drake London. Do you decide to double him? Mm-hmm. It's like, no, we'll trust our big money corner.
I think you have to.
Yeah. I mean, and then he gets hurt and they still
Cousins knows right where to put it, though. Well.
He does. I mean, the ball, I think that was pretty much an unguardable throw and catch. But, hey, maybe turn around. At least give yourself an opportunity to locate the football.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you, Wolchek. Mm-hmm. Time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Oh, my God. If you look outside, it looks like Big Godzilla is coming right now, right?
Holy cow.
Like Big Godzilla's just going to poke outside of downtown Dallas. You just see that head?
Yeah.
Just going to shoot that little laser stuff out. Blow up a building.
I feel like I'm dodging.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lightning bolts over here.
Yeah, it's crazy. I feel bad for my little puppies. They don't like they don't like the rain. They bark at the thunderstorms. All right, anyway, our winner right here so far is comes from the KMC Masterpiece. I don't know how many days this is at this point.
Looking for five.
Ah, there you go. Got my back like that, bro. I like that.
Yep, yes, sir.
Yeah, they're talking to the COO of the Dallas Cowboys. His name is Stephen Jones, and they're asking him about these nuts.
Are you familiar with the incident between Trayvon Diggs and Mike Leslie yesterday? And if so, can you give us any feedback about that?
I'm not aware of that at all.
Okay, so Trayvon Diggs comes out and talks to Mike Leslie while he's still in his pads about a tweet that he sent out asking what Trayvon Diggs was doing. And he said to Mike Leslie, "You don't know ball. You can't do what I can do." Mike Leslie responds, "I'd love to talk to you about it." And Trayvon Diggs walks back into the locker room and says, "You can talk about D's nuts."
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything to say because I don't know about it firsthand and not going to comment on that.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right, Stephen, thank you very much for your time, man. We will get back with you next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Go get Cowboys.
Go get Cowboys. Yeah. Man, he is definitely not up for a good nuts conversation like his dad, you know?
Yeah. 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 Hey, Cowboy fans, look out!
They call it Stormy Monday.
Boy, that was a bad show in Atlanta.
Tuesday's just as bad.
Yes, it is.
Just as bad.
Wednesday's worse. Let me see what else I got for you boys.
Oh. They call it Stormy Monday.
Can't talk over Bobby Blue Bland like that. All right, this might hit for you, Mr. Dawson.
Oh, yeah?
The General Gavin Dawson. You are a Little League coach. We have a Little League coach right here who has an intervention with his team because they like to keep their fingers in their nose like clay.
But here's the thing. Telling you right now, the booger eating has got to stop. We've seen a couple of boogers being picked, a couple of boogers being eaten, and I'm not mentioning no names, okay? Not going to call you out, but the booger eating has got to stop, okay? You are 8 years old. You do not eat your boogers anymore.
I tell you right now, the booger eating got to stop. I've seen enough booger eating.
Why does that sound like Peyton Manning, though?
Yeah. The booger eating.
Yeah.
It's got to stop.
I was hoping at the end he was going to say, "You guys are 18 years old.
Yeah. Last in varsity high school football team. And this is what you're doing.
Stop the booger eating."
Yeah,
my team has, we whooped booger eating a couple of years ago.
Good for y'all,
kicked
man.
Its ass, didn't you? You said you kicked its ass.
Now they're 13. I'm having to police boy talk.
Oh.
Drive me crazy.
Well, that's even worse.
Bring back the booger. They can't stay focused on the drill.
What does that mean?
Really?
They're just like, "Oh, she's dating this guy and this. I'm going to look dating this guy."
I'm boy crazy.
I'm like,
it's gasser's time at that point.
Get
to the fence.
Go touch that tree. Bring me back some bark.
Come on, hurry up and do it.
That's what's waiting for him this week.
I believe it.
Get some lunges going.
The rain might save him tomorrow, though.
Shout out to the rain. Doing your thing out here. Yesterday was a church day. I pray, yes, I pray that you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Bishop Freddie Haynes. I'm giving him all types of. He's everything. Pope. Humanitarian, freedom fighter, truth teller. I don't know, man. Just everything.
Soothsayer?
A soothsayer. He's all of it. A bald-headed man, too. It shines up there with all them lights. Oh, man, it looks so amazing. I know he polishes that joint before he steps out.
I had two little girls. I was pushing my basket in the supermarket. Little girl goes, "Look how shiny his head is." And I'm like, I turn around and go, "Thank you." They're like, "Oh," they ran away.
Oh, my gosh. He heard us.
I'm like, "Thank you."
Got a little turtle polish on this damn thing. This preacher right here says man should not be alone.
We got a lot of preachers, ministers, bishops, pastors, elders, apostles that are single and not ready to mingle. You not fooling nobody but your own self. God said it's not good for man to be alone. You're either gay or choking the chicken.
Oh,
God
wow.
said it's not
What?
Good that man should be alone.
He cut right to the chase there. I mean,
goodness.
No points for subtlety.
Yeah. No. What all the single guys in the church do? Just kind of like look down at that point?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you put your church finger off and just go and walk on out of there.
I think I left my car in the roundabout. My car's in the roundabout parking area. Yeah.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Mr. Dawson.
Yes, sir.
It got real serious for you on Friday. Technical issues.
Yes, yes. Oh. I've been waiting to hear this. Right.
When
this
boss man Tim came through and he switched something on the board. I was in the bathroom at the time and he came back and did something.
Yes. He was trying to prank you. He was trying to prank you.
He was trying to prank me.
Birthday prank.
Hey, guys. He got Dawson. Let me tell you something. If broadcasting is not perfect, Mr. Dawson will let you know. He will let you know. I've seen it a few times, and it is hilarious. Hello, broadcasting. Hello. I've seen you hit the microphone. Hello, broadcasting.
Are we on?
Are we on? Lucius, oh, my gosh. Hello. Say something to me. Hello.
Hello? Can you hear me?
He gets real serious.
Yeah.
And it happened on Friday.
When they could have brought him back. So, yeah, I'm definitely surprised.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram here with you, talking Cowboys. Did I just lose my mic? You guys can hear me? I can't hear me.
Check, check.
I got you. I can hear you.
Are we on? Guys, can I get, can anybody hear anything? Carter, can you hear me? You can hear me. Okay, we cannot hear anything. All right, but we do have.
It's okay. We just lost our. Oh, Nick, boom, we're back. It's Thank back. Thank you. Woo! We're back.
That was wild.
That was wild.
Carter, can you hear me? Hello. Walter, Zach, so, say something. Hello, I'm looking right at you. Hello.
Damn it, I'm sorry. And I look up, of course, Lucius isn't there. Tim's walking away, and Carter's talking to Tim.
Yeah.
Like crap.
Yeah.
Hello, Lucius. Hello.
Hello. That's awesome.
You feel like you're Eric, hello. I'm looking right at you. Eric, can you hear me?
Can anybody hear me?
Good God.
Poor Nick Harris is on the phone. Like, I can hear everything that's going on right now, but we can't hear you.
We were definitely not there for you in that moment.
Yes.
Is it Dawson getting serious? Is it Preacher says man should not be alone? Or,
choking the chicken.
Is it Coach has intervention with team? Booger Eaton has to stop. Or is it... I think Lucius said the KMC Master Beast.
Oh, man.
Which might be an even better name.
Yeah.
I dig it. That's our four-time champ.
I am your Master Beast.
Yes.
The Master Beast.
Okay, so I'll vote for our four-time champ looking for five, Chief.
Yeah, samesies.
Lucius?
Oh, shoot. Hold on. I dropped my papers. I'm going with the Preacher.
It's 2-1, Woolchuck.
I'll go with the Dawson Freakout.
Brian?
I'll vote for Stephen Jones.
By a score of 3-1-1, and now immortalized in G-Bag Nation history and a five-time G-Bag of the Day champion, it is Stephen Jones with the KMC Master Beast. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up next here, gentlemen, we have Chief. What's the score?
Best of the weekend. We got a sports quote, a tastemaker, and a playmaker next year in the nation.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.